Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood shadow worker, back with another quickie to help you navigate the messy magic of being human. Today's topic? Those pesky negative thoughts and emotions that seem to follow us around like a bad smell. Ever feel like your brain is a hamster wheel of worry? Or maybe you get caught in an emotional roller coaster of anger, sadness, or frustration? Trust me, you're not alone. We all have these experiences, they are part of the human condition. But what if I told you that instead of letting these negative feelings control you, you could actually work with them to become more whole and empowered? Today, we're diving into five key takeaways to help you do just that. 1. Acceptance is your superpower. Think about it like this, baby resistance only intensifies the feeling, right? If you're constantly battling your negative thoughts and emotions, they just become stronger. But when you accept them without judgment, their power starts to diminish. It's like acknowledging a storm before it hits. You can prepare for it instead of being swept away by it. 2. Label it like a boss. Give those pesky feelings names. Feeling anxious. Awesome, let's call that anxious Amelia and see what she needs. Frustrated? Meet furious Fiona. Giving them a label helps you create distance from them so they don't feel like all-consuming monsters. Remember, we're not saying to ignore the feeling, just acknowledge it with a little playful naming ceremony. 3. Dig deeper than the surface. Okay, so you've accepted the feeling and labeled it. Now what? Time for some detective work. Ask yourself, what triggered this emotion? Is there a deeper belief or a fear lurking beneath the surface? Journaling can be a great way to explore these hidden narratives. Ever notice how that anger might be rooted in a fear of vulnerability? That sadness could stem from unmet needs? 4. Shift your perspective. This one is a game changer. Think about it, life is a series of perspectives, right? You can choose to see the glass half empty or half full. Can you reframe that negative thought in a more positive light? Maybe instead of I messed up, try I learned something valuable. Remember, it's all about choosing your narrative. 5. Treat yourself with kindness. This is huge, people. We're way too harsh on ourselves sometimes. Imagine if you spoke to your best friend the way you talk to yourself when you're feeling down. Offer yourself the same compassion and understanding that you would give a loved one. Remember, you're worthy of love and acceptance, even and especially during the challenging times. Okay, let's take this all down a notch with a real-world example. Picture this. You just bombed a presentation at work. Your mind is racing, I'm a failure, everyone thinks I'm incompetent, this is the end of my career. Yikes. That sounds pretty bleak, right? But what if you applied those five takeaways? First, you accept that feeling of embarrassment and disappointment. You label it presentation panic and acknowledge its presence without judgment. You dig deeper, maybe it's tied to a fear of public speaking or a need for external validation. Then you reframe the situation. Okay, this didn't go as planned, but I learned something valuable about how to manage my nerves next time. Finally, you treat yourself with kindness. It's okay to feel bummed, everyone makes mistakes, time to learn and grow. See? Instant self-compassion magic. So remember, beautiful souls, working with negative thoughts and emotions isn't about erasing them, it's about transforming them into valuable lessons and stepping stones on your journey of self-discovery. Don't let those feelings define you, empower yourself to embrace the messy beauty of being human. Now, go out there and rock this week. Share your thoughts on today's episode, what resonates most with you. Maybe we can even unpack it together over coffee in the comments section. I can't wait to hear from you. And as always, remember, you are worthy, you are loved, and you are capable of amazing things. Now go out there and shine your light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.